listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Charlotte Evans, who is the Executive Director of La Maison au Diapason, La Fondation au Diapason, and the Equipe d'Accompagnement, who is going to be speaking to us about their annual golf tournament that will be coming up this summer after a two-year hiatus. So Charlotte, it's the 16th edition of your annual golf tournament, and after a two-year absence, how does it feel to be back and to hold what I know is a special event for La Maison?
Yeah, thank you for having me. Actually, we're very excited to have this edition of the tournament. As you said, we haven't had a tournament since August of 2019, and so we're really looking forward to seeing some old friends, some new faces out on the golf course. It's going to be a great day.
So it's been 16 years that this event has been going on, if it's your 16th edition. So how did this all get started, this tournament exactly? Do you know?
I'm not sure I'm able to answer the question, but as with most of our initiatives, it's really sometimes they've sort of sprung from a community initiative, members of the community who have been watching from a distance, who are somehow involved, sort of launch these events. And as the years have gone by, the events sort of sometimes take on more and more importance, I would say, in terms of the reach and the scope and the amounts raised. And so sometime in our history, the golf tournament became one of our major events. That's why we're really excited to have it back this year, because we have missed it over the past 2 years.
And how important is this fundraiser for La Maison? How does it contribute to what you do in the community?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a really important event for us. I think it helps us to raise a significant amount of money. We're aiming at about $78,000 this year in terms of a net fundraising goal. It also allows us to connect with members of the community during sort of the cocktail hour throughout the summer, people who have supported us year after year, and new supporters, just helping us to get to know them and so that really to be able to increase the awareness about what we do here at Diapason and hopefully create some partnerships, long-lasting partnerships.
Are you able to provide more details as well as to how this supports La Maison? Does it go towards operations? Does it go towards something in particular?
Yeah, I mean, most of the money that we raise is redirected directly towards the operations. We have a fairly significant operations cost, and so it really all of the money that we raise through the foundation gets redirected to La Maison to help us purchase new equipment, to run the unit, to purchase food for the patient, to really make sure that we're providing the best care and services.
And if I remember correctly, the last time that I spoke with you, this is one of your biggest fundraisers, right, for La Maison?
Yes, absolutely. It's one of our four signature events, so we're very pleased to be able to bring it back. It's been a rough couple of years for everybody, for us included, and so we're really looking forward to being back together in person and just really enjoy the day.
And do you have any collaborators that are helping you put on this event this year and making it as special as possible for people who are participating?
So the tournament is taking place at the Club de Golf Chateau Colomb and also at the Cowansville Golf Club. And so those are two very important partnerships for us. And this year we're really, really happy to be collaborating with Monsieur Paul Sarrazin, who's the prefect of the Otiamaska, and he's also the mayor of St. Cecile de Milton. So he's our honorary president this year, and we're really looking forward to having him among us.
Yeah, that was actually my next question for you, is why did you think Paul was the perfect person to serve as the prefect for this event this year?
I mean, I think Paul is a really great personality of the area. I think he's somebody who's really involved in the community. He's somebody who really believes in our cause, and he really believes in our mission, and he's been saying for a couple of years that he wanted to be involved, and so when we extended the invitation this year, he graciously accepted, and we're very, very pleased to have him on board.
And what does the event involve exactly? Do people get together in teams, and then they play rounds of golf together? How does this work exactly? How do people go about contributing?
Yeah, So people are invited to either sign up individually or as a foursome. The day is really just sort of, there's a round of golf on either course. As you sign up, you choose the course that you would like to play on. So there's a round of golf that's played. And at the end of the day, there will be a cocktail served at the Council Golf Club, and there'll be a nice supper that follows that event. So it's a really great time to sort of everybody come back together after having played a round of golf, spend some time together, do a bit of networking, eat a delicious meal, and there'll be two auctions at the end of the evening. There'll be a silent auction and as well as an auction à la criée en français.
Okay, and the money raised from these auctions also go towards supporting exactly. La Maison?
Exactly.
And I know that for your other big event that you have, the Marché à Courses event that you usually do, that you usually have a theme for the event. Is there a theme for this fundraiser? I know that you typically have one.
This year we chose just to keep it quite simple, and it's just our 16th edition of the event.
Okay, awesome. Can you provide our listeners some details as to when the event will be taking place? You've already mentioned where, but when and how people can go about signing up?
Yep. So the event is going to be on August 30th, 2022, so in just a couple of months. And to sign up, people can go to our website, www.audiabazon.org, and just to follow the link, people should be able to get all the information concerning the event and then access the registration.
Okay. I wasn't sure if there was anything that else that you wanted to mention, Charlotte, that you think would be important for people to know about the golf tournament fundraiser or about La Maison.
Yeah, just really looking forward to seeing people. If you don't play golf and but you still want to come out and support the event, it is possible just to buy a ticket for the supper at the end of the day. And so all of that information is on the website, and just really to make sure that people know that we're really looking forward to being on the golf course together.
Well, thank you so much, Charlotte, for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.